May the Lord help us to commence our services today with hymn number 27. Hymn number 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come, let thy bright beams arise, dispel the darkness from our minds, and open all our eyes. Hymn number 27.
Thank you.
Our reading is from Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12, followed by the last verse in chapter 48, and then Revelation chapter 7. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house, at the south side of the house, of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go unto the sea, which being brought forth unto the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass, that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it, from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marishes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Now the last verse of 48. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There. And now turn to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. And this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord indeed bless to us each the reading of his holy word of truth. And now help us, teach us to pray. O thou almighty God, thou that dwellest on high, eternal in the heavens, Lord, a worm of this earth, a sinner, sinners, Lord, would venture on thy great and holy name. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, for ever. O do command it then. Take off thy shoes from off thy feet. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. But Lord, take away the filthy garments. We need that that is from above. We need that that thou didst finish, dear Lord Jesus, at Calvary. Oh, do rend the heavens and come down then. Blessed Spirit of truth, take of the things of thy precious word and reveal unto us Jesus. Lord, as we stand here once more, as we come amongst this church and people, as we enter this house where thou didst speak, the smell of the field that the Lord hath blessed, Lord, we would stand in holy awe. We would remember all the way the Lord our God has led us. We would have a thankful heart in the midst of it all, Lord. And Lord, those individual pathways, those things in dear families, Lord, and yet thy mercies are great. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, through thy mercy, thou hast, Lord, kept so many, helped so many, supplied all the need of so many. And Lord, we have now once more the open doors of thy house. We have thine open word. We can gather, none daring lawfully to make us afraid. Lord, we would then come and humbly return thanks. Mercies, Lord, far above that we deserve. What hath God wrought? But Lord, as we come, we look back another year. And Lord, another year of sin. Another year of shame. Another year of much confusion. Another year where the old enemy still works so subtly. As that serpent, where there has been that goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But oh, thou didst strengthen dear Peter. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Oh, do seal it, Lord, to weary sinners, to cast down sinners, to sinners that know the evil imagination of the heart continually. But Lord, we would not pour on ourselves too long, lest it sink us lower. We would look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. And Lord, we do pray this day, that there may be a lifting up of the beggar from the dunghill. Lord, a strengthening in Christ Jesus. Lord, a coming into thy house. And Lord, it may be a hearing, Lord, in the homes. But Lord, do strengthen the things that remain. May there be a feeding of the lambs, a feeding of the sheep. May thy day not pass, Lord, without something to go home with, something to yet plead, something to yet prove, something that remains, something to go in the strength of, if it be thy holy will, those, as it were, 40 days and 40 nights. Lord, we do pray then for the dear children brought into thy house, dear babes, Lord. Lord, we would not forget that carried in the womb. Lord, thou knowest each one. Oh, in mercy, do, Lord, as they are born, as they so quickly grow up in this evil day and generation, this day of many temptations, many things to turn aside. Oh, do, Lord, work in them. Begin thy work whilst young in years, if it be thy will. O may it be as dear Samuel, if it be thy most holy will, when thou didst come and stand and speak as at other time. Thou didst not go away. Blessed be thy holy name. Oh, they each have precious, never-dying souls. May they all be taught of the Lord. Hear prayer, dear younger ones. Lord, we pray that they may be kept. We pray that they may be helped. We pray, Lord, that my God shall supply all your need, according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Help, Lord, in education. Help, Lord, in those things of employment. Open a door in it. Grant that suitable. Make them, as thy dear servant of old so often used to pray for the young, make them useful in their day and generation. Raise up a seed, Lord, if it be thy most holy will. Lord, could there be a continuing? Instead of the fathers shall come up the children, all taught of the Lord. And oh, may there be that that goes out from their souls, their hearts, even whilst young in years. Lord, remember me. Me, Lord. Lord, this sinner, Lord, do grant then help from above and hear the prayers of dear parents. Grant prayer, grant a blessed access, hear the prayers of dear younger ones. May there be that said of one and another, behold he, behold she, prayeth. Lord, in mercy then do begin, carry on. And all laid upon, Lord, dear families. And Lord, those that seek loved ones to walk together with in the pathway of life, looking unto Jesus, if it be thy will. And seek thee, Lord, concerning those things known only to thee. Oh, do help them, Lord, to commit their way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We do pray that they and we that are older, we need it, Lord, may be delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. And this day, Lord, in the midst of the many temptations and the many things this poor sinful land is so carried away with, may they be kept. And oh, Lord, may they be helped. Have mercy, we do pray. And Lord, there are those that bear the burden and heat of the day. We pray for them, Lord, whether younger or older. Those that must come with those many, as dear Nehemiah, remember me, O my God, concerning this also, many also. Lord, do be very gracious, do be very near. Lord, uphold, grant wisdom, knowledge. Oh, there may be a seeking of it. That is from above, first peaceable, then pure, easy to be entreated. Oh, grant more grace. Dear older friends, Lord, thou knowest all that has come to pass. Oh, Lord, we, Lord, do think, our dear afflicted sister, Lord, and dear brother, Lord, in all laid upon him, Lord, we do pray, that there may be thy presence shall go with thee. I will give thee rest. there may be quietness in it. Lord, there may be approving. He was there in it. The Lord is there. Lord, in much mercy, Lord, do grant help. And Lord, grant that in love to thee, but Lord, in thy time and in thy way, oh, may there be, Lord, thy sacred presence known and felt, that abundant entrance into the heavenly kingdom. Lord, as there is the walking of the valley of the shadow of death, to blessedly prove thou art with me. Lord, what a mercy. What a miracle of grace to prove at last with Christ, which is far better. It's thine to gather, Lord, thy people home out of every kindred, nation and tongue. Lord, to stand in that holy awe then. But oh, the help, Lord, is greatly needed. Can only come from thee, Lord. Those that remain, those that walk, Lord, in these deep things with loved ones. Oh, do be very near then, Lord. And may this church and people be bound in thy fear and in thy love. Dear brother deacon, Lord, one and another, and thy servants as they come in and out amongst them. And Lord, if it be thy will in thy time and in thy way, grant that pastor after thine own heart to feed with knowledge and understanding. And Lord, it makes us think of thy servants in all their afflictions. Lord, there are some in deep old age, there are some younger, walking in deep affliction. Lord, be very gracious. And oh Lord, we do pray that thy command may go forth. Lord, that there may be the preaching of the gospel to sinners still. Lengthen out these mercies. We pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth labourers into the harvest. The need is great. The labourers are few. And oh, do exercise, do burden rightly, Lord, souls in this great need. And Lord, burden churches. Laid in the hearts, the souls, dear mothers in Israel, dear fathers also. Hear prayer then, thy one church, up and down our poor land. Hear prayer, dear ones, as they would gather at home this morning. And thy dear servant later in the day, if it be thy will. Oh, may there be help from above. Lord, he was there then. We plead it once more. Lord, we pray for help as we would turn to thy word. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Open up thy word. Hear the prayer that we have sung together, Lord. Lord, and do hear prayer, our poor land. Hear prayer, our old house, older, younger, one now in widowhood, deep in old age. Oh, Lord, to prove he was there. And Lord, we do pray, work in younger also. Raise up in our parliament, men, women, cause them, Lord, Lord, to turn to the wall, pray to the Lord. Lord, thy favours, thy mercies have been known in this. Lord, thou art able to cause a returning. Thou art able to work in these deep things, to bring back. Lord, solemnly, and oh, do thou work, Lord, in mercy. Lord, work still in judgment, in wrath remember mercy. Help then, Lord, truly the godly man ceaseth, the faithful fail from among the children of men. Bless the means, Lord. May no harm come of our gathering this day. And do keep and help and restore those for whom it comes very close. Lord, have mercy then. Prepare each for all thy will to stand before thee. Lead now into the truth as it is in Jesus. Help, Lord, in those hymns, and oh, may there be, if it be thy will, in due time, that time when once more we can sing thy praises. Lord, we pray for help then from above. We pray to prove the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. We pray to wash, cleanse all that we wretchedly are, all that we fail in. Oh, to be kept by the power of God then. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us sing hymn 391. 391. Jesus, friend of sinners here, a feeble creature pray, from my debt of sin set clear, for I have naught to pay. Speak, O speak, my kind release, a poor backsliding soul restore. Love me freely, seal my peace, and let me rove no more. Hymn 391.
in humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needful help. I direct your prayerful attention to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, and four words found in verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 3. There are words towards the end of the verse. He brought me through. I'll read the whole verse. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. He brought me through. It is one of the privileges of the Lord's servants, one of the privileges of the chapel correspondents, this time of the year, to receive letters concerning the ministry, if it be his will, in the coming year. The first letter I received was from a dear, aged servant of Christ, been on Zion's walls many years. Now, through affliction, he can only minister to his own dear flock. But he wrote a very solemn, searching, and yet very gracious letter. And that first paragraph, and the words were in quotes, brought through. Those two words held me, and they went to this house of prayer. The Lord knows. And as I looked up the word, and we read several times in Ezekiel of that being brought through. But these words particularly held me. He brought me through. That dear old servant of Christ, his dear one particularly, walks in deep affliction. He told me more than once this year, in and out of hospital. He's known deep things over the years, but the Lord raised him up to blessedly testify. And you know, now in deep old age, can blessedly look back and still testify. And he could testify in that letter. It wasn't very long. Only a few sentences. But sentences in deep love to his Lord. In a blessed sense. He brought me through. His Lord had brought him through. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. He could say with dear Paul of old as he stood in that Roman court, and so can you say it this morning. Can I say it? Looking back thus far, dare we let his mercies lie forgotten without praises die, without praises due? He brought me through. Not unto us, not unto us. Not my filthy hands, not my works. Not works of man, lest any man could boast. He brought me through. You know, it's a mercy. You dear younger ones, it's a mercy. You dear older ones, if there is but one thing I know, that's what the poor man could testify of his Lord, of his Jesus. I was blind, but now I see. He did this. He brought me through. Firstly, it's a deep book, Ezekiel. I don't know how you find it when you turn to it. There are some blessed portions, but how much so deep, so hidden. Yet there are some precious nuggets, you know, of pure gold in the book of Ezekiel. They speak of him. They speak of that to come. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. There is a lifting up. Don't forget the context of the book of Ezekiel. The very verse that ends the preceding book in the Lord's Word, the lamentations, poor Jeremiah and all that had come to pass. There's a prayer, turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Do you long for it? But thou hast utterly rejected us and art very wroth against us. And yet, the very next chapter in the Word of God, there's a young man that would have been one of those that attended the temple, that on him would be laid those things of that temple of old, under that Old Testament. And yet there was laid on him, down by that river Kebar, a glorious vision enfolding itself. The Lord, very wrath. But oh, the Lord was still in mercy there, remembering his people. And as we may be helped to, and we do need much help in it, read those deep things in Ezekiel. That young man raised up to testify. There is that that walks to and fro in his precious word. He brought me through. There is that to lift up. amongst that beaten people, there are those that estimate the thousands that were carried away captives, the very princes, the very cream, as those came in and overcame and raised to the earth so much of that that was precious. But you know, he was precious. As the Lord showed those glorious things, lifted up this man to testify, the Lord, still a faithful God. And he's still, you dear younger ones, a faithful God today. The Lord is there. I asked our dear friend to also read that final verse, that so encouraging verse, that dear Ezekiel had proved in these deep things he was shown. The Lord is there, not was there. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He brought me through. And in this last part of Ezekiel, there is that the Lord showed. There is a particular focus on the temple and all those things that attended to it. But what dear Ezekiel was shown was, in a blessed sense, a greater than Solomon is here. In those visions, in those things that he was shown, it wasn't like that temple of old. He was shown a Lord's house, yes, but there were waters that flowed through that place. And you know, they were deeper and wider waters than he'd ever known, in a blessed sense. Deeper things concerning the Lord's house, concerning the Lord's doings. And there was that blessedly flowed from it. So, thou shalt see greater things than these. And it's in the waters. It's in deep things that the Lord works. But he brought me through. He brought me through it all. I've encouraged across the years that dear old servant of Christ that wrote that letter. Write it down. Tell it the generation following. Some of the deep things that the dear man has walked across those years with his dear one. Remarkable things. And so, dear Ezekiel was shown remarkable things. And you know, in a blessed sense, that last verse, those concluding words, the Lord is there. I do believe that dear Ezekiel stood where poor Thomas stood when the Lord came, the doors being shut. Thomas determined not to hear the witness of so many. The Lord is risen, the Lord hath appeared, will not believe. But when the Lord Jesus appears, all Thomas can say is, "My Lord and my God." That's deep worship. The Lord is there. That's deep worship. That's He brought me through it all, to His honour, to His glory, and to encourage worms of this earth, to encourage sinners still to continue looking unto Jesus. Blessed, blessed be His holy name. Now, I trust the Lord helped to seek His face, even in that to be read this morning. For these are deep things. And this morning it seemed so laid upon me. It must be Revelation 7. It must be, "These are they that came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." And now the Lamb is there in the midst of the throne. He shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. You know, there's a blessed contrast in that verse. There's living fountains of waters, and the tears that flow, God shall wipe away all tears. Something unspeakably blessed. Something, no, these then, which came out of great tribulation. Deep things. Things that flesh, blood recoils from, trembles at. Tribulation, it speaks of that presses in. It speaks of that presses down. Some of you will remember my father coming here years ago. He was in the Royal Navy in the Second World War. And fought amongst those that fought a battle in a strait. Tribulation also speaks of a strait. Those two land masses either side, the ship, you know, must go on. There's only one way to go. Can't turn to the right hand or to the left. In the great tribulation. You know, in a blessed sense, there is that to follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. One that knew in a sacred deed. Far deeper, great tribulation. walk the pathway groaning. Walk the pathway in darkness, in agony, in suffering. Lord, is this the cross? Is this the taking up of the cross and following the Lamb through great tribulation? But oh, for his church, for his people, he brought me through. Be alone to his praise, to be found at last, a miracle of grace. And what is before? Living fountain of waters. It speaks of a spring. It speaks of that springing up. It speaks of that that blessedly flows, that that can't be stopped. And of course, the revelation, that final chapter, blessedly points to what? A trickle. What a stream that might dry up. What a spring that might fail. No. Show me a river. Clear as crystal. That proceedeth out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. The Lord. The Lord God is there. Blessed be his holy name. Living fountains of waters. And there will be that. He brought me through. Blessedly brought me through. Brought me through it all. I turn again. I doubt not that I've told you before, but it'll bear repetition. The only word after over those many months in deep affliction, my father, one of those better days, he asked to be read, "Come unto me. All ye that labour and are heavy laden, heavy loaded, heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He brought me through. Oh, to blessedly know it then, to blessedly prove it. The Lord granting a blessed looking back, a blessed thou shalt remember, gathering of those things across those years. And it speaks of a faithful God. It speaks of one, "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. He brought me through." Now, you dear younger ones, is there something, maybe, dear children, is there something perhaps you've tried to pray concerning? Is there something perhaps you've tried to tell to Jesus? Is there something you've been brought through? Have you forgotten that prayer? Is there one that stands at the right hand to resist and says, well, it would have been anyway. You couldn't see it. Your prayers are nothing. It was just the natural way of things. I trust I stand you before you this morning as a servant of the Most High God. And old enemy, he brought me through. You return. You give thanks where it is due. You humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and crown him. Give thanks to him. He brought me through. And give it to the old enemy, like that old servant of Christ that ran down that village street all those years ago and didn't half. He said, give it to the old enemy. He brought me through. That dear servant of Christ, I keep returning to it. I don't know why, but you know, he testified once to us. It was after a service. There was that laid upon him concerning many months. Over many months, this thing that so concerned him and his dear one, it concerned their home, their family, their business. There was so much tied up in it. And he came home and he said to his dear one, only the Lord can do it now. Everything was against. There was none of this. He brought me through. All he could say with Jacob, these things were against me. You know, he testified to us that evening how the Lord worked that week, the following week. Impossible things. Crooked things were made straight, rough places plain. Oh, great mountain before Zerubbabel became a plain. He brought me through. He could testify to the honour, glory of his God. And you know, the dear old man, he rejoiced in it. And we rejoice with him. It was decades ago now, but he brought me through. And I speak it to the encouragement of you, dear younger ones. There is still the place of prayer. There is still the secret place of the stairs. There is still the shutting door, the door of the closet, shutting it all out and telling it to Jesus. Casting thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Lord, we heard recently, he brought me through. Could it be thy holy will, this worm, this sinner, this speck of dust, this one blown hither, thither, this one full of doubts, this one full of fears, could be raised up to thy honour, to thy glory? He brought me through. plead it. It's sacred. It's real. It's to his honour, to his glory. These things are not of the old enemy. They're not of our sin. They're not of our thoughts. They're not of our flesh and blood. They're not of our filthy hands. They're not of our working. They are his work. And oh, to stand full of sacred awe, as dear Abraham of old before Jehovah stood, taking it upon me to speak unto thee, who am but dust and ashes. But oh, he brought me through. And when there is a he brought me through, where are the nine? Return with praise, return with thanksgiving. Quietness, confidence. These things do strengthen. Let not his mercies lie forgotten, without thankfulness, without praises die. Trample not his precious word, his precious work underfoot. He brought me through. The time's swiftly going. But you know, there are those exercised concerning the Lord's commandments. There are those the Lord lays upon one and another. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And it does seem, and it is so utterly impossible. And then when there may be that so strengthened to begin to venture in it, there may be that so much of our thoughts, so much of our fears, so much the old enemy works in. That we would look back. We would turn to the right hand or to the left. Remember those that came out of great tribulation. Remember the meaning of it. Remember the strait. Remember the ship that must go on in that straight course. So, he that putteth his hand to the plough, looking back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. But there is a pathway, there is a deep where it is utterly impossible. I understand with my great-grandfather, the enemy so worked, and he was so brought low, he didn't believe that he could ever get down into the waters. Impossible barrier to him. But he testified on Zion's walls to his dying day. It was there as the Lord's servant took him, led him down into the waters to be baptized, to follow in that despised ordinance. The Lord's greatest blessing. He'd known was there in the waters. He brought me through, and brought me through to his praise, to his honour, to his glory. died long before I was even born. You know, looking back on these things, there is that carried down in dear families. There is that cloud of witnesses that have gone before. There is that he brought me through. And Lord, we would still rejoice in it. And we would plead it. That same Jesus, the Lord, is there to blessedly know it, blessedly prove it. And in the burdens in the Church of Christ, in the exercises the Lord lays upon one and another. And you cannot tell me, as I stand here this morning, as I've stood many years past, there are not those burdens, those exercises that the Lord lays upon one and another, those things of the heart, those things of the soul. And yes, it is increasingly impossible. But oh, sinner, soul, you will prove to his honour, to his glory, he brought me through, and him alone. And him, despite of my wretched sins, in spite of my fears, in spite of the fear of man, the power is of God. The honour, the glory is to him alone. He brought me through. What a mercy. In the evening, deep sorrow. Even in deep grief, to look back, even about a grave, he brought me through. Lord, another one gathered safely to thy honour, to thy glory. He brought me through. Well, the Lord knows why this word was so laid upon me through that letter. And the Lord knows it may not be one of those things trust been led to touch on this morning. It may be some small thing. It may be many things, for there are many things spoken in the book of Ezekiel, and this word is one of those right towards the end, to the Lord's honour, to the Lord's glory. But what a testimony. What a word to praise him, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He brought me through. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. as Mr. Timothy Parish is still unwell. After that service, there'll be a short meeting of church members. And also that evening, there'll be a collection toward the cost of the free Bibles, which have been distributed at the chapel. And Mr. Chapman is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And he also hopes to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 132, 132. A friend there is, your voices join, ye saints to praise his name, whose truth and kindness are divine, whose love's a constant flame. Hymn 132.
Cleanse all, but may there be that that blessedly remains thine own pure word. Lord, all scripture given by the inspiration of God, profitable, may it be so. Do now keep us in the interval. Help. Bless the dear children, help those that teach. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.